Oh, snap. Hello, everybody. This is the Raw Dog Food Truth Podcast. I'm your host, Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, author, motivational leadership speaker, and the top dog at Raw Dog Food and Company. Well, today, what are we talking about? Well, today I want to talk about not wasting your money on expensive kibble, and I am going to tell you why. All right. But before I do that, I just have to talk to you and tell you that last week, you know, I talked to you about how to talk to your vets. And I got this wonderful, wonderful email. Let me read it to you. This is from Charlie. Charlie says, Dee Dee, I forgot to tell you, and he's talking about when he picked up his raw dog food on Saturday at his stop in North Federal in Denver. But he said, Dee Dee, I forgot to tell you thank you for doing the How to Talk to Your Vet podcast. I listened to it right before I took Winston to the vet, and it really helped me talk to my vet in a knowledgeable way about the raw diet. So I said, well, what was the outcome of your conversation? And Charlie said to me, well, I asked her if she liked the raw diet or raw feeding, and she said, no, she wasn't a fan of it. So I asked her why not, and she gave me a list of reasons, which I was able to come back with answers as to why I fed raw. And then I asked her, in her mind, what was the benefit of raw over kibble? And she said, well, to be honest, I'm not familiar with what raw diet models consist of because I told her I fed both prey model and barf model diets. So I said, I told her that I respected her thoughts on feeding raw, but I've done a lot of research and working with people who've been feeding raw for years. And she told me that as long as I'm making informed decisions and keeping everything sanitary, not keeping food unthawed raw food out for weeks at a time, and Winston is healthy and he likes it, she's fine with me feeding raw. And Charlie went on to say, it made me feel really good going in ready to talk and bringing knowledge about raw food that she didn't have to table or to show. Wait a second. He said, it made me feel good going in ready to talk and bringing knowledge about raw food that she didn't have to the table so I could show her I was making a healthy, informed decision for my pets. Isn't that great? So the whole show last week, the whole podcast last week was to help you ask questions to flush out whether the vet really had an informed decision, whether they really were saying no because they knew about the raw or that was just something that they automatically said because that's what everybody else said and they really didn't know anything about it. So kudos to Charlie. He listened to the podcast and he took that information and he went and he made himself feel great. And now he's feeding Winston a healthy raw diet and he's feeling good about it. All right. Good on you, Charlie. All right. Well, hopefully you can take this information that we're going to talk about today and do the same thing. All right. So, you know, there's this thing out there, this attitude, this thought that people have that expensive kibble, right, is just as good as a raw diet. Or good quality premium kibble makes the raw diet unnecessary. Well, let's just talk about that, shall we? I mean, after all, I mean, Rachel Ray and Nature's Variety, I mean, they would only produce the best food for your dogs, right? I mean, because all the health problems associated with commercial foods are related to lower quality supermarket brand kibbles, right? Well, not so fast. But I will say this, if you feed a premium kibble with reduced ingredients, then maybe you are feeding your pet a better quality food, but, and that's a big but, is a premium kibble even appropriate food for your pets? I mean, yes, there are several high quality kibbles on the market today, but there are still several significant issues that set raw diets apart from these premium kibbles. So let's look at those differences, okay? Well, number one, kibble, no matter how premium it is still a processed food. So you've got to really snap out of it and get that through your mind. This means it has been rendered, overly cooked, overly processed, and has artificial vitamins and supplements added to it. I don't care how premium it is, okay? So regardless of all the good stuff that might have gone into this food at the start, by the end, the ingredients are of much significant poor quality when compared to a fresh, whole, raw food diet. Not to mention the problems associated with artificial vitamins and minerals that they spray all over it, that pets in bodies, they can't properly utilize, okay? So that's the biggest thing. Remember that. No matter how premium a kibble is processed food. Okay? Got that? Boom. Number two. Look, kibble is an unnatural food for our pets. I don't care what you say. Unnatural. It only came around, less than 100 years ago. Our dogs and cats are not designed to eat processed food pellets, regardless of how good of quality these processed food pellets are. A premium kibble would be like us eating a premium cereal every day of our lives. Let's say Raisin Bran over Cap'n Crunch. I used to love Cap'n Crunch, by the way. So much sugar. Yeah, so anyway, I'm thinking that eggs and bacon would be a much healthier breakfast than Captain Crunch or Raisin Bran, right? We could do without all those carbs and sugar, wouldn't you agree? Right? Or how about a banana and an egg? We want to combine our protein and our carbs. We also do not need all those carbs going through our body. And listen to this. Dogs don't produce the necessary enzymes in their saliva. Okay? Amylase, for example. Amylase starts the breakdown of carbohydrates and starches. Amylase in the saliva is something omnivores and herbivores possess, but not carnivores. Okay? Now, here's a little side note. If you want to debate whether your dog is an omnivore, or herbivore, which is an animal that thrives on plant matter versus an all-meat eater carnivore, just look in your dog's mouth or your cat's mouth. Look at their teeth. You know what you're going to see? You're going to see those huge, impressive, or in your cat's mouth, those tiny needle-sharp teeth, right? Those are designed for grabbing, ripping, tearing, shredding, and shearing meat. They're not equipped with large flat molars for grinding up plant matter. You're going to see that inside of a bear's mouth. But who's going to stick their face inside of a bear's mouth? I'm not. But that's what you're going to see. And we've got those flat molars, right? Those flat molars are for grinding up plant matter. If dogs and in cats, their molars are pointed. They're in a scissor bite. They're like a scissor bite. And they're powerfully positioned to dispose of meat, bone, and hide. So you tell me, your dog an omnivore, herbivore, or a carnivore? I'm thinking carnivore is the correct answer. What do we got from Johnny? We got a lifetime supply of raw dog food. All right. But back to my original point about kibble. Dogs do not normally produce the necessary enzymes in their saliva. That's the amylase. And that amylase is an enzyme that breaks down carbohydrates and starches, okay? That's something that your plant-eating herbivore animals possess, but not your carnivores, okay? So what does this do? What does kibble cause? Well, it places the burden entirely on the pancreas, forcing it to produce large amounts of amylase to deal with the starch, cellulose, and carbohydrates in plant matter or carbohydrates. Okay, just starch. So feeding dogs as though they were omnivores taxes the pancreas and places extra strain on it, as it must work harder for the dog to digest the starchy carbohydrate-filled food instead of just producing normal amounts of enzymes needed to digest proteins and fats, which is what you're doing when you feed raw. When you feed raw, they start to self-digest, okay? They start to self-digest. The cells are crushed through chewing and tearing, and their enzymes are released there. So boom, bada bing, snap. Huh? Now you tell me. You tell me about Who's getting the better food? A raw fed dog or a kibble fed dog with a premium high cost premium fib kibble fed dog? Boo. Boo. Raw dog. All right. Look, here's the other thing. Dogs also do not have the kinds of friendly bacteria that break down cellulose and starch for them. Okay. They don't have that. So as a result, most of the nutrients contained in plant matter, even pre-processed plant matter, are unavailable to dogs. This is why dog food manufacturers have to add such high amounts of synthetic vitamins and minerals. It's because cooking destroys all the vitamins and minerals and creates the need for supplementation to dog food, to commercial dog food. And think about this. If a dog can only digest 40 to 60% of grain-based foods, then it will only be receiving 40 to 60%, that's ideally, of the vitamins and minerals it needs to compensate for the manufacturer's crappy kibble. Okay? So what do the manufacturers do? They got to add a higher concentration of vitamins and minerals than the dog actually needs. Boom. High, expensive, premium kibble over raw dog food? Not seeing it so far. Not to mention, premium kibbles have a bunch of ingredients your pets don't need and cannot utilize. Think about this. And I want you to look on the back of your labels of that premium kibble food, okay? Even if meat is listed as the first ingredient, because of the rest of the ingredients that are non-essential, those non-essential ingredients outweigh the presence of the meat your carnivores need. Just read some of those labels. Some sort of meat will be listed, but it is then followed by all sorts of stuff that are usually touted as highly digestible, you know, over corn or wheat that they may have taken out. So they're saying, well, this stuff is more digestible. What? Rice? Oats? Barley? Millet, yams, potatoes, carrots, sweet potatoes, apples, pears, and supplements like kelp powder, spirulina, lactobacillus bacteria, etc. All of the artificial vitamins and minerals that have to be added, plus all of those carbs, do not equal a premium food. That equals, IBS, leaky gut. All sorts of stuff. And how many of you, okay, I want you to be honest here. Now you're going to turn your bag over, you're going to read your labels. How many of you would say these are great ingredients? Look at this, look in the back. Look, these beets, dehydrated carrots. Or how about these peas? Soy protein concentrate, that's all good stuff for my dogs, right? Right? No. These ingredients all contain high amounts of sugar. And don't get me wrong, dogs love the taste of sugar. Me too. So they prefer foods high in sugar, even though they are less healthy and cause insulin spikes. And when their owners see them, you know, gobbling up this dry kibble, sugar-laden food, they think it's healthier for them when it's really just higher in sugar. But sugary foods sell because dogs appear to love them, right? Doesn't mean it's good for them. A lot of people like crack cocaine as well. How about tapioca? Tapioca, you see that on the back of your bag of your premium kibble? I say no. Tapioca is used in some grain-free foods as a starch substitute, but it's a source of carbohydrates and it has no nutritional value. No good. Absolutely zero value in that. All right. Looking at your premium kibble, turn around, look at the labels. Do you see beta carotene, vitamin B9, 2, B1, B5, B3, B12, vitamin A, K3, B7? Huh? And you think, oh my gosh, this is loaded with vitamins. Isn't this amazing stuff? I love my premium kibble. Well, hate to rain on your parade, but these are synthetic vitamins that are added to processed foods because either the ingredients are low quality or the processing caused a significant loss of naturally occurring vitamins. Most vitamins, by the way, are manufactured in China and India, where food safety is questionable. Most vitamins are manufactured from waste products such as restaurant grease. Yummy! There are also many research studies showing that synthetic vitamins don't work in the body the same way naturally occurring vitamins do, and toxicity is more likely to occur. So tell me again, are you wasting your money on high quality kibble dog food? I would have to say, yep. Yippee, yippers. Even foods like Evo that contain a high proportion of meat and no grain, okay, you all think that's good? High proportion of meat, no grain. Well, guess what? It uses potatoes, which are high in starch, and the processed meat is still far, far, way far, so far back you can't even see inferior to the fresh, real thing of a raw diet. All right? So think of this. Think about a processed, cooked orange. Okay, you got your processed cooked orange versus a fresh whole orange. Now, which one is better? Snap out of it. Come on now. Which one is better? Also, the issue of periodontal disease. Kibble. Your premium kibble does not clean a dog's teeth. It doesn't clean your dog's teeth. Where'd that myth come from? Who started that rumor? Give you one hint. Commercial dog food appetizers. I mean, the truth is, kibble causes a bacteria-laden mouth that stinks. Stanky. Stanks to stank, stank, stank. And it causes a lot of bacteria and toxins to enter the body. Clean, pearly white teeth and fresh breath is one of the best and biggest reasons to feed a raw diet and raw meaty bones. Yummy. Come on over here and give me a kiss, Fido. Love to give my dog a kiss right on the snout and lips. Okay. All right. So listen, here's the last thing about your kibble dog food and why it's a waste of money, because you still have no control. You still have no control over what goes into your pet's body. I mean, can you be certain that what is in the ingredients list is what actually enters your pet's body? Can you be certain of the quality of the ingredients? I want you to ask yourself, what happened to these ingredients during the cooking process? What happened? Do you know what happened to your food? Do you know the light that it is showing you? Look at the do-do-do. Do you know that song? Do you know? Sorry, everything's a song to me. Anywho, what happened to these ingredients during the cooking process? They went away. They ain't no good no more. All right, so the primary question is, how is a processed high kibble pet food better for your best friend, your Fido, your Fifi, than a fresh, whole, raw food diet? Gotta ask yourself that question. All right, everybody. Well, I hope you will take this information the next time you go to the store and you will think with your podcast instead of your premium kibble brain. All right? All right, everybody. I hope that you have a wonderful week, and we cannot wait to see you at our next stop. If you would like to get raw dog food delivered to you right here in Colorado, all you have to do is go to rawdogfooandco.com. All right? Until then, wake up, stand up, and snap out of it. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye, everybody.